next week, which President Trump strongly objects to, telling reporters
they shouldn't be having public hearings. This is a hoax.
Hundreds of pages include testimony from a former White House Russia advisor.
Basically, you're hearing concern from Fiona Hill and some of these other career diplomats about the removal of Marie Yovanovitch, who was brought home from her post as the ambassador to Ukraine. And she is blaming Rudy Giuliani for that, who was the president's private attorney.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Released after 15 years, an Oklahoma woman who failed to report her boyfriend for abusing her kids. He spent 2 years behind bars. And Ben and Jerry's slapped with a lawsuit for saying their milk comes from happy cows. An environmental advocate saying only some of the cows are part of the company's Caring Dairy program. America is listening to Fox News.
It's the latest
Rich
from
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality today as much cooler air is in place with cold front number one. We've got another more drastic cold front arriving on Tuesday. Today, breezy, much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. North winds at 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. Then tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 36 with patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's high 61, sunshine. Then upper 30s Saturday night. Nice day Sunday, high 69. Chances some showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. Here's an update to a breaking news story. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, now in police custody. Yazid was captured by U.S. Marshals early this morning in Escambia County, Florida. Police say that after looking at evidence in the case, they determined Yazid was in the same location where Anaya Blanchard was last seen and was involved in taking her against her will. Some political news now. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won the seat back in 2017. He released that video announcement Thursday on YouTube. Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first Attorney General. And those are some of your Friday headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Would anybody buy zero turn riding mower this time of year? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump has been ordered by a New York State judge to pay $2 million for improperly using his Trump Foundation charity to further his 2016 presidential campaign.
The U.S. and China agreed to roll back punitive tariffs, but only if they reach the first phase of a trade agreement.
There could soon be another Democrat running for president. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg rumored to be jumping into the race.
I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
Juul has now said it will stop selling mint-flavored pods, which have become popular amongst teenagers. The move precedes an anticipated federal flavor ban.
Two little kids in Connecticut are safe after the SUV they were in was stolen while mom went inside a school. The vehicle was found abandoned the next day.
They're down in a long run. Jacobs back in the game. The rookie for the touchdown. The Raiders are going to go to 5-4.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. That's where we are. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. And there are not really that many people in there this week, are there?
No, not too many.
So you guys need to get in there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jackson. Jackson, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm outstanding, Jackson.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do you think maybe the left wants to get rid of President Trump so bad right now? Because isn't Ruth, is it Ginsburg? Is that how you say her name?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She's one of the Supreme Court judges, and I mean, she's pretty liberal on most stances.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, they're basically propping her up like Weekend at Bernie's right now. So, I mean, once she's gone, does that not give him another Supreme Court pick?
If something were to happen to her, and we're not wishing ill on anyone, but I would say, because she's 87, 88?
Right. I mean, she just dealt with a cancer battle. She just dealt with a broken rib, right?
Yeah. It, so, you know, 4 more years of Trump, or 5 years, I would say the odds, you know, let's just say he may have another Supreme Court justice pick.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking earlier.
Yeah, and they're panicked about that, yeah. Plus a lot of other things.
Yeah, I just figured, I mean, it would be if she's gone and someone else is picked, though, would it not be more of a conservative-leaning Supreme Court at that point?
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, Planned Parenthood's probably going bye-bye, as well as a few others.
Yeah, let me tell you, everybody that is representing the institution does not want Donald Trump to be there now, and they definitely don't want him to win in 2020. So with that, they're trying to do everything they can to stop him. I think when we get through this whole thing, you're going to see that this was a very orchestrated, concerted effort to try to stop Donald Trump from the very, very beginning.
Yeah, I definitely agree. One other question I've got. I didn't vote for Sessions or anything. I don't think I've ever voted on a Senate race, but
you've never voted on a Senate race, really?
No, I mean, I'm only 30, so I mean, I haven't been into politics too terribly long.
You missed 3 of them.
Isn't he very much against marijuana of all types, recreational, medical?
You're talking about Jeff Sessions?
Have a pretty strong stance on that.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions did have a law and order on marijuana.
I thought so. Okay.
There goes that vote.
Well, I don't smoke anyway. It gives me panic attacks, but it helps plenty of people. We need it. It would help Alabama economically, for sure. I know that.
Let me tell you something. If Alabama gets into the pot business, just think Milton McGregor on steroids.
Oh, yeah. Think about all the people that come down here for vacation and go to the beach and stuff. If they could come down here and make a pit stop in Alabama.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, it's not... If we did that, I would want to see a free enterprise part of it, not a consortium.
Yeah, Jackson, let me flesh out what Dan said. He said Milton McGregor, and this I'm for full recreational use. I have the crazy libertarian position on this, but what Dan's pointing out, I think he's absolutely right, is they'll give a license to two or three growers
or
dispensers.
Model.
It's ridiculous what Ohio did. California's got issues because of this.
But say Colorado, when you really look at their model, did a very good job with it.
Yes.
You had to buy a license, and your license had to be approved. They weren't, they did it kind of like the cell phone lottery. They only did a certain number so you wouldn't overdo the marketplace.
Right.
But it had enough that you were going to have some attrition because people didn't run a good business. So,
I would like to see somebody conservative or Republican definitely win that position, but they would have that mindset as far as marijuana goes. But thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Jackson. I appreciate it. Newstone 93.1. Happy Yankee.
Indeed.
How about a happy Yankee?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm great, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, we got that guy, right?
We got what guy?
3:00 this morning, we got him down in Baldwin County.
Oh, the guy that killed the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you said he was out on bail?
Yeah, he was on a bond from a case that we worked in Montgomery, and that's highly unfortunate, but, you know, and then he's out on bond, and then something else happened. But, yeah, that's a whole different conversation from what I could talk about it, but, I'm more concerned about Sessions.
Yes.
And I'm just calling you to ask you a question because I like Jeff Sessions. I've met him one time.
Me too.
Only one time, but I know when he was the U.S. attorney down in the Southern District of Alabama, he was a stand-up prosecutor. All the guys down in the southern area of the state loved him. And the guys all over the state still love him. And I know that, the president scathed, just killed him over him recusing himself, and I'm just getting your I'm just trying to get your pulse on this. Well, you think the president's going to go after him if he?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Because there's no reason for him to do. He went in the Trump endorsement doesn't necessarily work for everybody. He endorsed Luther Strange, and Luther Strange lost.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was going after Sessions, because he recused himself from the Russian investigation, and when he was the Attorney General, and I don't know if Trump was going to go after him. If your thoughts are, if he's going to go after him to try to negate or bastardize Sessions in his run for the seat here, from Alabama.
Yeah, I don't think he will. And so you got to remember, from Donald Trump's perspective, is that he's been seeing this all along. He's been telling everybody that there's a whole group of people that are against him. And he just looks at Jeff Sessions, by coming out of the thing, that freed up the Mueller deal that allowed Mueller to do that two-year witch hunt. And now we're back to the deep state and Ukraine now. And so they're constantly against him. And I think that things that are going to happen with the IG and particularly the Durham piece, I think that's going to start shaking the tree so hard that it's going to... Let's just say there are going to be some people upset.
Well, and half the time, Happy Yankee, I kind of noticed this when I was reviewing what Trump has said about Sessions. I was reviewing it last night. And half the time, it sounds like Trump is whipping himself. Like he's just mad.
Yeah, why did I do that?
Right. Some of it's obviously thrown at Jeff Sessions' way, but a lot of it is Trump thinks it really was a mistake, and it was. It was a mistake by multiple people.
Yeah.
They didn't realize what exactly was coming at them, and they should have.
Yeah, we all say things that we shouldn't, that later on we regret.
Not me.
I'm just hoping that's one of the things, you know? Like me, I do it all the time when I was working. That's why I, you know. But anyway, I was just curious about that. Because I like Jeff Sessions. As long as we put somebody up very, very strongly against Doug Jones, I'm happy.
Yeah,
Roy Moore's not going to be the guy at all.
Let's hope that he doesn't play that game again. Let's just hope that does not happen. But I think if you get John Merrill, Bradley Burns, Tommy Tuberville, or Jeff Sessions, you're going to have a good candidate.
Yeah, well, listen, have a good weekend. Enjoy the game. And we are going to get the other people involved, or they are going to get the other people involved with this Auburn girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time. They're getting close, I believe.
I like that. Thanks for the telephone call, Happy Yankee. You have a great weekend.
See you, buddy.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. News 793.1 FM. I think we're about to take a break.
No, I just wanted some piano.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go to break and set it up, cue it up for Ed Henry on Fox and Friends this morning. Interesting insight in Jeff Sessions and a meeting he had with Jeff Sessions. You're going to enjoy this. Going to be right back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
From ooh to
aww.
Whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, spread more joy with holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And now you can get up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Discover cards in the latest trends or fill a calendar with your favorite photos. So make more merry at Vistaprint.com with up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus great deals on photo gifts. Just enter code HOLIDAY50 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Code HOLIDAY50.
Get in on Black Friday deals early by starting now with Lowe's, where you'll find everything you need to deck your halls and more. Get a Lowe's gift card worth up to $50 when you buy select artificial Christmas trees. And brighten the holidays indoors and out. And save on a Holiday Living 100 Count Clear or multicolored mini light set now for just $1.99. Whatever you need to get your home ready for the holidays, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid for 11/13 U.S. only.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, 272-9228, that's where we are. Plastic. Okay, let's get to the Ed Henry interview. This was very interesting. I stumbled across it, but Ed Henry and Jeff Sessions had a dynamic that was going on that I did not know about. Let's listen in.
I did the thing I had to do under the rules of the Department of Justice. The senior advisors told me that this is what the rules require, the regulations required, and I read them, and I don't think there was any out for me. But I know how painful it was for the president. The whole thing was very painful for him, and he saw this as a pivotal moment, but painful and as prolonged as it was, it did clear him of Russian collusion, and I'm certainly glad that finally happened.
News is, as of last night on Tucker Carlson, former attorney general, former Alabama senator, wants his old job back. Ed Henry joins us right now. Ed,
good morning.
You know, the president was really mad at him.
He was.
And we know that apparently Mitch McConnell and the president both said to him, don't do it.
Right.
Now he's going to do it.
But now, if he can win, the president is probably,
There are five Republicans in the primary.
Right. There's a big primary. It's going to be hard for him to make it. But a lot of people in the Trump camp think, oh, he wasn't a Trump supporter. I got a story for you. He actually was Trump before there was Trump in terms of being for cracking down on illegal immigration and all these populist issues. I covered President Obama, and when he got reelected, a lot of Republicans thought Mitt Romney was going to win in 2012. He didn't. After that election, I got a call from a Republican senator, Jeff Sessions, said he wanted to have breakfast with me in Washington. Mm-hmm. Sit down, didn't know what it was about. He said, Ed, he felt like he and his colleagues needed to find a new sort of bright light in the party who was going to take it back for the Republican. He started sketching out, focus on populist issues, focused on cracking down on illegal immigration. And he sketched out for me. He said, Ed, you know, this is Jeff Sessions, when I knew that Romney was going to lose, he said that story about all those houses he had. And I said, yeah, was that the turning point? And he said, no. Sessions said, when I saw that he had an elevator for his cars in one of those homes, he said, there's not a lot of people in Alabama who have an elevator for their car. Mm. Here's my point. At that breakfast, it was me, Senator Sessions, and his staffer, Stephen Miller. Where do you know him?
Yeah.
He's now one of President Trump's right arms in the White House. People forget that Jeff Sessions was conservative before it was cool.
Doesn't that sound just like Jeff Sessions?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. No, and it's weird. Just on a quick personal note, you know, learning this job, sometimes the national media in D.C. can seem so far away, but when you see Stephen Miller, who we used to talk to in email to get Sessions to come on the show, it makes it seem a lot smaller, not in a bad way, but just small. The world's a lot smaller than you think, folks. And, yeah, I think Stephen Miller, even before working for Sessions, was onto these issues. Sessions has long been on these issues. Steve Bannon saw what Sessions was up to. And I think the more people see Jeff Sessions talk, I think the more they're going to remember who he is.
Well, he really is a conservative's conservative. I mean, he was there involved in this. You remember when I interviewed him once, I said, you know, what are the possibilities of you being the next attorney general? And he kind of laughed because that's not, you know, he didn't ask for that. I think Donald Trump just gave it to him because he thought he had been loyal and he would be the guy he needed. Jeff Sessions isn't a Bill Barr, but he is a very loyal person that's there. Okay, so let's stay with Ed Henry here, and he's going to be talking about he's going to be talking about Sessions and Trump and how they get along.
But here's the thing. That is light years before he had to recuse himself, and then that recusal subjected the president to what he calls
it was a bad moment, and it was a rupture.
And the president does not like him for that.
Right. But if he wins, he'll be one of the president's biggest supporters in the Senate, is my point.
Is this about legacy, though? Is he... His reputation is different now. When he went into the White House, it was
correct.
One way. Now, because
I covered the Senate for a long, long time, and Jeff Sessions, when they tallied up the votes at the end of every session, was the second or third most conservative senator every time. He had this sterling reputation on the right. It was marred by his fights with President Trump. I think he wants to rewrite what the ending on his political career is.
But the problem is, the president has been very vocal over the last number of years about Jeff Sessions, and whoever he is running against is simply going to get the videotape recorder out and snip up where the president says Jeff Sessions is an embarrassment. He does not have a clue, and that will be very damaging.
It's going to be a problem for him. On the other hand, Jeff Sessions couldn't find some videotape from when I was covering him in the Senate, when like I mentioned, where he was for the wall before a whole bunch of other people were.
It just depends on who runs against him. If another young Republican runs against him that's very well liked in that state, then
here's the bottom line. The president would rather even Jeff Sessions, who he doesn't like, than Doug Jones, the Democrat, who took that seat. That's important for this president, especially if he gets reelected and wants his agenda.
Black people are the worst about interrupting. Mm-hmm. And it's, I hate to say this, but the women are Sean Hannity and the women, those are the ones that you keep interrupting. Steve Ducey doesn't do it nearly as bad. Brian Kemmy talks too much. Okay, so Ed Henry now is going to be talking about McConnell and Trump meeting. Listen to this.
There was a meeting between the president and Mitch McConnell mm-hmm. about an impeachment plan. What do you know about that?
Well, look, I spoke to one of the president's advisors who gave me some insight that you hadn't heard before, that Mitch McConnell and the president have spoken privately about how a Senate impeachment trial may work out. And the bottom line is that Mitch McConnell said, Mr. President, I don't think the votes are going to be there to remove you from office. You got to do two things, though. One, you got to work with some of these senators, like Elisa Murkowski. And you see McConnell and the president there a couple days ago. Got to work with Elisa Murkowski, who's a swing voter, is not always there for the president. Work mm-hmm. with her on energy and other things that have nothing to do with Ukraine. Focus on substance, number one. And number two, I'm told that McConnell told the president, do not attack individual senators like you did with Romney. They're going to be jurors. And they may say things publicly about the Ukraine call that you don't like, Mr. President. But McConnell said, take it a little bit. Okay, and we'll see whether the president can do that. Because in the end, McConnell's point was they may want to let some steam out and say, I don't like all of this, mm-hmm. and show that they're being fair and partial. But in the end, they're not going to vote to remove you. So that's the bottom line, is that McConnell has told the president, I'm told privately, you can survive a trial, but you got to do it that way, and you got
to
let this
it's
play.
It's hard to give the president advice like that, because he's commander-in-chief.
He didn't take it when it comes to Mitt Romney. And when Romney came after him on Ukraine, he fired back.
Or did he? So you go back to 2012, there's Jeff Sessions after Mitt Romney gets beat, and he's kind of saying, we need to do something about this. And he's talking about all of the things that fit the motif of the person they're looking for. We were talking off mic, and then Bannon meets with Jeff Sessions mm-hmm. and Steve Miller, and talking about, you know, Bannon saying to Jeff Sessions, you ought to run for president. And Jeff Sessions, in which he wouldn't be. He was right. not cut out for
he's
that
not
at all.
The guy for that.
He's a wingman without a doubt, and possibly a good VP. But and so then Donald Trump surfaces, and then they kind of go, that's the guy. And Jeff Sessions, you remember him on the show, he did not say he liked him. He was just saying he would talk about the things he liked that happened to be Trump-type policies. I remember him on the show talking about the immigration problem, how desperate this country is to try to solve this, and nobody's paying attention. You have some business people wanting cheap labor. You have Democrats who want more votes. And that and the Masters of the Universe, that was the other part. And he coined that right here in the Dan Morris Show. Going to be back. Dan Morris Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. New transcripts just out in the impeachment probe ahead of public hearings next week, which President Trump strongly objects to, telling reporters
they shouldn't be having public hearings. This is a hoax.
Hundreds of pages include testimony from a former White House Russia advisor.
Basically, you're hearing concern from Fiona Hill and some of these other career diplomats about the removal of Marie Yovanovitch, who was brought home from her post as the ambassador to Ukraine, and she is blaming Rudy Giuliani for that, who was the president's private attorney.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Released after 15 years, an Oklahoma woman who failed to report her boyfriend for abusing her kids. He spent 2 years behind bars. And Ben and Jerry's slapped with a lawsuit for saying their milk comes from happy cows. An environmental advocate saying only some of the cows are part of the company's Caring Dairy program. America is listening to Fox News.
It's the latest Travis weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality today as much cooler air is in place with cold front number one. We've got another more drastic cold front arriving on Tuesday. Today, breezy, much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. North wind to 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. Then tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 36 with patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's high 61, sunshine, then upper 30s Saturday night. Nice day Sunday, high 69. Chances of some showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, it is. TGIF edition of the Dan Moore Show. Rounding the bottom of the second hour. Folks, don't forget about the Sweet Creek Farm Market. You need to get your order in today for this weekend. Give you a telephone number of 280-3276, 280-FARM. And you can get the Boston Butt for $25. You can get the Rose for $16. You have to call and get the order in. Regis Simi said they're going down. The numbers are dwindling, so you need, if you don't get shut out, so call them up and get your Boston Butt. It's a big Boston Butt, and as Clint will tell you, they are delicious. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I am great.
Good. I wish I'd get some of that Sweet Creek, but I'm not there, so can't get nothing.
What's on your mind today?
For you, sir.
Sure.
Last couple of days, they're talking about Bloomberg.
Yep.
And he's going to get in.
Yep.
What is your thoughts on that? I think it would hurt. I think it's going to help us as Republicans and the president. I think it hurt the Dems. What do you think?
Yeah, we're going to get into that subject a little bit later on, but let me tell you something. For him to get into the race, what it does is he has the ability to put $100 million of spare pocket change of his into the campaign. $100 million, considering that Joe Biden has $8.9 million on cash on hand right now, he could do some pretty serious damage. The fact that he's doing it tells you that he thinks that the field is weak. Here's another thing to look at. He can get down to Super Tuesday, which has media markets of Texas and California and Florida in it. Those are all very expensive media markets. Kamala Harris is not going to be able to compete in those. Nobody right now is going to be able to compete in those. If he's got $100 million to spend on Super Tuesday, he can do some damage.
I agree, sir. That's what I was thinking. I'm in Houston, Texas, but, man, I had to call you and get your comment on that because I know I get a good explanation of it.
There you go. Well, it's my pleasure.
All right, Mr. Morris, y'all have a great weekend. And, hey, dude, Roll Tide, big game tomorrow.
It's going to be a huge game. How do you think it's going to turn out?
The way it turns out.
That was a politically correct answer. I think Alabama can win.
Well, it's going to be what it's going to be.
There you go.
Clint, I'll pull up with my tie now, you know, Roll Tide, but things can happen.
There you go.
There you go. Have a good weekend, sir.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Clint.
Since he brought up Michael Bloomberg, let's do Michael Bloomberg steps to enter the 2020 race.
The 2020 presidential race could see a big shakeup very soon. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is thinking of adding his name to the list of Democratic candidates. In response, Senator Elizabeth Warren welcomed the 77-year-old media mogul to the race and suggested he check out her ideas for helping everyday Americans. Senator Bernie Sanders tweeted that billionaires like Bloomberg should be, quote, scared. Ed O'Keefe is covering campaign 2020. Ed, good morning. As I recall, this is not the first time Bloomberg has considered running for president.
Oh, that's right, Tony. If we had a dollar for every other time we heard that he might do this, well, we still wouldn't be as wealthy as him. But what makes this significant is that he's actually doing some of the paperwork now to get into the race. He sent aides to Alabama, which has the earliest filing deadline for the presidential elections. It's today. All of this is a sign he's opening the door wider than he ever has before.
This country is in real trouble. We need somebody to pull people together.
Just last week, former Mayor Michael Bloomberg said he had doubts about the current Democratic presidential contenders.
I have my reservations about the people running and the way they're campaigning and the promises they're making that they can't fulfill.
Now, after spending millions to help Democrats win elections across the country, he's seriously considering a bit of his own. In a statement, a spokesman says, "We now need to finish the job and ensure that Trump is defeated. But Mike is increasingly concerned that the current field of candidates is not well positioned to do that."
Under Mike Bloomberg's tenure.
In September, he told CBS this morning he was staying out of the 2020 race, partly because former Vice President Joe Biden was leading a crowded field.
Are you sitting here going, "I wish I had done it"?
No, I never think back. There was not a road for me when Joe was in the race to get through, because we would have split the votes.
Interesting. This really is going to be, and is how he handles his money. He spent $100 million helping Democrats in 2018. I mean, $100 million is spare change for a guy who's got $60 billion. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. A lot of money. And I mean, I really do.
6,000 million.
I think they're worried about the weak, like, moderates right now in the running. But obviously, I think the rhetoric from folks like Liz Warren and Bernie are getting to folks, well, literally like Bloomberg.
And I think that the faltering of Joe Biden has done it. I mean, matter of fact, I didn't get to it yesterday. I'll try to pull it up. Let's play the second clip, and I'll try to pull it up. The poll from Iowa. It's kind of disturbing.
But recent polling shows Biden is slipping behind liberals Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and moderate Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Bloomberg is a former registered Republican and independent who rejoined the Democratic Party just last year.
How about a possible presidential run?
She's been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate since 2008. In 2016, he backed Hillary Clinton and attacked then-candidate Donald Trump.
I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
All right, Ed, let's talk details. If Bloomberg does decide to run, what challenges does he face entering this late in the campaign? And where does he fit among the other Democrats in the field?
Well, sure. He'd have a lot of catching up to do to the other candidates who've been campaigning for months. But the one thing, of course, he has is money. And he's expected to spend his own fortune on building a team, getting on the ballot, and advertising. But a recent poll also shows that if Bloomberg were to enter the race, only 6% of Democratic primary voters say they'd definitely vote for him. He'll also have to answer for his record as New York mayor, including implementing the controversial policing tactic known as stop and frisk that disproportionately targeted minorities. It's already been the subject of conversation on the campaign trail.
So this latest poll that's out has it confirms Biden in fourth place, with the guy who has moved up is Pete Buttigieg. Now remember, I always say this, that I'm not looking for the polls and looking at them being absolute. I'm looking at the polls and looking at the trend line, and the trend line tells me that that Biden is slipping in key states. Don't forget the nation. Nation doesn't count. What you're really worried about is Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Imagine this. You'd have Joe Biden coming in fourth in Iowa. You'd have Joe Biden coming in third in New Hampshire. He's basically said, you know, we've got Bernie next door and Elizabeth next door. We expect them to win. Maybe setting expectations too high. But after those two losses, how is he going to do in South Carolina? I think he'll do well in Alabama because of the African-American vote.
Yeah, I was about to say, how, like, I know it's this first-in-the-nation status. Like, I mean, how important really is that? I know it's helped launch people who, you know, get that first big win in Iowa. And that, but if you're somebody already established like Joe Biden, do you really need to win these states?
Well, you do if you're, you know, you can't have too many L's by your name.
Sure.
But, you know, if he looks and wins South Carolina, but doesn't win Iowa, doesn't win New Hampshire, doesn't win Nevada, then basically what you can say is, well, states that have a high Democrat, African-American population, he's going to do well in. So he'll do well in Alabama, do well in Mississippi. He'll do well in Louisiana. But then how do you do well in so many other places? How do you do well in Michigan? Because that's been his touting thing. I'm going to do well in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Well, when you get down to those, but see, what's going to happen, the reason he's running out of money, his burn rate is too high,
yeah,
and nobody's contributing to it. Here comes Michael Bloomberg with a big old sack of money, his own, $100 million. I mean, it's literally nothing to him.
Right.
And he can go in and do the things that these other candidates cannot, and that's buy media and really be effective with it. So we'll see what happens. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great, Joe. And you?
Good. As you know, I'm a devout Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can truly tell you the Democrats that I talk to have not made up their mind on who
I absolutely agree with you on that, Joe, because some of my Democrat friends that I've talked to feel the exact same way. They're ambivalent about Joe Biden. They said, I like Joe Biden, but I'm ambivalent about his ability to win. Elizabeth Warren worries me that they're going to paint her as a socialist, and Pete Buttigieg don't think that he's got the power to kind of win in some areas that he would need to win in.
Right. So the field is, we're still shopping.
Yeah, I agree.
The field is wide open.
I agree.
Bloomberg, you know, I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
So I don't know what difference he will make in the primaries. But even those that lean towards Biden, Sanders, Warren, they're subject to change their mind.
So who do you like in the field?
Well,
you've already told me it's not Buttigieg.
Well, I like Buttigieg.
You
I
do.
Think he's the most intelligent.
More
articulate of the candidates. I also like Biden for his service, his previous service. I don't think Medicare for All will win the general election. So that leads me away from Sanders and Warren. So I'm basically in the middle. I'm a moderate.
How important is it that the person be able to beat Donald Trump in your eyes?
Very.
There you
and
go.
That's what Democrats are looking for.
That's exactly
anyone
right.
that can defeat Donald Trump.
Do you think that's one of the reasons that Biden has been falling is because he looks less like he could beat Donald Trump?
Those polls are misleading. That's what I'm telling you.
I agree with that.
He has one strong show, and he'll be back up in the polls. And I don't think Iowa and New Hampshire will decide the nominee this time. I think it'll be that Super Tuesday in the South will decide who will come out and be the nominee. That's just my opinion, Dan, and I've been observing it for years, and Democrats are still shopping.
Yeah, I agree with that. And if you look at the polls, Iowa still, the person who's leading Iowa is undecided.
Right.
Well, it's still fairly right. early, too. Though it'll be here before you know
December,
it.
December, January, February, 97. Yeah.
And so much can happen in the political world overnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And change comes and goes, and who knows what it would be this time. In November.
Let me put your Democrat prognostication hat on. If Elizabeth Warren is the nominee, how do you think she would do against Donald Trump?
if she moderates her views...
Don't you think she's already too far out there?
Yeah, she's too far out there. I think the model that Bashir used in Kentucky is the winning model.
Have a bad candidate to run against.
Well, also his policy, Obamacare and Medicaid expansion, those are the issues that Democrats support.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, Joe, I always enjoy talking to you. You have a wonderful day, but better than that, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Ken, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after that.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Guys, Reed is telling me that you guys are really hitting the Boston butts, so do not get shut out. Do not get shut out. He's got some left, but please don't get shut out. 280-3276, 280-3276, $25 for the large Boston butt. I just put in my order for the slab of ribs, $16 for the slow and long cooked St. Louis style ribs. They are magnificent. Put a Corona, pair of Corona with that, and you're in hog heaven. Mm. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I know you and Joey are because I've been listening for the last couple hours.
There you go. Yeah, we only have an hour and 10 minutes left of playtime.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Are you painting a scenario where Sleepy Joe will still be viable in their primary after coming in no better than third in the first two or maybe three primaries?
Well, he won't be the third because he'll win South Carolina unless something really happens wrong with the African-American vote and they wake up and find a Cory Booker or a Kamala Harris accepting to them. I don't think that's going to happen. I think both of those are looked at as not the right kind of Democrat. They like the Joe Biden-Obama connection, but... I think he could be limping along and get into Super Tuesday, and then all of a sudden Mike Bloomberg throw down $50 million in about four media markets, and I think he could do some serious damage to some people.
Yeah, your previous caller, for all his studious approach to this, the pregnant pause when you ask him about a favorite reveals, I think, the sentiment or the current state of most of the Democrats, and I'm talking about something I know pretty much nothing about, but I don't think the Dems, have a favorite right now. But if Sleepy Joe loses the first two, like third, and doesn't come in as a runner-up in either one, I personally think he'll be history. And I think the field will be wide open for the multi-billionaire that is sort of announcing now, apparently.
Well, I'm not predicting Michael Bloomberg to win. I'm predicting Michael Bloomberg will do some damage to the Democrats.
Yeah, do you think he will make whoever he entices or offers some financial support? Do you think he will tilt them back toward the center?
You're talking about Bloomberg?
Yeah. Isn't that something that I'm already admitted? I don't know anything about Democratic politics.
Well, here's the thing on Bloomberg and his politics. You know, he talks about Elizabeth Warren and Medicare for All and all kind of stuff, how crazy that is. Let me tell you, Bloomberg is a gigantic climate change person, wants to change your life, my life, of what we do so the planet will be saved, in his opinion. And I think that when you hear somebody start talking about that to the general public, they're going to tune him out. He is huge on tax increases. He's huge on expansion of government. I mean, for him being moderate, he's actually pretty liberal to the Ken and Dans of the world.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't it weird to say that Bloomberg might be hauling somebody toward the center anywhere in any sort of race? But in this crop of candidates, he's the one that could buy himself into a lot of the middle of the road support that's lacking now, I think, that Joe is. Vice President Biden is trying his best to fill, but he can't get away from having raised his hand in that televised debate to make it unanimous for health care for all illegal aliens, and that's got to hurt him and the whole party. I don't think POTUS, I don't think our current president is going to make an endorsement in the Alabama senatorial race.
Oh, absolutely not.
He's 0-2. I think he plans to stay away from it. I hope he does, because he can't do anything to improve his support. It's going to be considerable. He could hurt it a bit, And I think he'll be staying away if he listens to Kellyanne and the people up there that I'm sure are trying their best to keep him in line.
Well, one problem that Sean Spicer has been hired by Tuberville.
Interesting. I think Tubbs is likely to be a formidable candidate running for this. And, well, it goes without saying that I'd be voting for him if he's the candidate.
If he's the nominee.
It is the nominee, yeah. I think our former junior senator and former AG, Jeff has a good record overall.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would like to see him leave it intact. I don't think there's anything he can gain, and I think two things will work against him for sure. And, of course, recusing himself, he says, was based on the advice of the DOJ counsel. Well, that's relying on the swamp to a lot of.
Well, exactly. And that's, you know, if he was in the room, I would ask him, was Rob Rosenstein one of those people? And yeah, I think he would tell me yes.
Well, yeah, if he told you the truth, but hopefully he's a good enough politician not to answer that. I wish that he had been a good enough and alert enough on his feet at that dadgum hearing with Franken not to have taken the bait about this originally, which led to his recusal, really. He had a good record. Franken gave him the perfect out. I don't expect you to have I would understand if you don't have a comment on this since it just hit the newspapers this morning. And I think Jeff should have said, you're exactly right. Have you got another question? But he didn't.
Yeah.
And now we are where we are.
Ken, I appreciate the telephone call. I want you to have a great weekend. So what's your prediction on the game?
Well, I've already given you one for Auburn's open date, so I'll give you one for Bama. I think, without wishful thinking, I think Bama's going to hang up 30 points, or hopefully a little more, because I think it may take that to win it. And I see LSU with 28 or less, so I'll say 31-28.
Wow. That would be an interesting game, without a doubt. Thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Dan. You too.
Thanks. Folks, on Sweet Creek Farm Market, Reed is kind of, we've gone from 42 left to 27 left to 19 left to 16 left. That's in a matter of about, you know, not long, like maybe an hour. So 280-3276, 280-3276, so you can get your order in for the $25 Boston butt that you can pick up pre-game, have it ready and hot, and bring it out on the table. It just falls apart. I'm getting the ribs, slab of ribs, for $16, St. Louis style, slow, but really good and well-cooked ribs. They are wonderful. Fall off the bone. 280-3276. Call them. Get your order in. $25 for the Boston butt. Don't get shut out.